So if we can start this meeting by resting, inviting ourselves to simply be. Being is our true nature, that which we are. And this beingness is not personal. It is, in religious terms, God's beingness, God's presence, which is our presence, which is the only presence there is. You are this presence, which is peace, and it's the only presence there is, which means it's love. Love does not know an opposite. It is the oneness, our totality, our wholeness. So we acknowledge this effortless presence that shines as awareness. This knowingness that is completely free, does not depend on any object, no conditions are placed upon yourself, upon this open space of being, this open field of awareness. It is freedom. And love. So when you open yourself to the unknown, there is no objective. There is no direction to this openness. Like the sunshine, there are no obstructions. The sun shines in all directions. And everything that appears is the modulation of the sunshine. You are not an object, a form, a limited entity. that is an old folklore. It does not apply to your reality. Your reality as awareness, as consciousness. You are not anything which you perceive. You are not anything which you conceive. You don't need to fix your experience. But to recognize yourself as this not knowingness, this amnesia, this presence, which the mind cannot describe in any way. So you can allow the sensations of your body to just float in the space of awareness. Without any direction. Without trying to pin things down. Your experience is composed of thoughts. Which appear in awareness and dissolve in that same space. And your experience is made out of bodily sensations. And perceptions. Which appear in awareness. But there is no separation anywhere. There is no separate entity anywhere. So your body, in fact, is that spaciousness, borderless field of knowingness, beingness. Without any borders. no opposition anywhere. You don't need to know what you are. Because there would be some limitation. The mind trying to pin you down. I am, beyond any doubt, I am. Whatever I is, does not need to be defined by the mind in images and concepts. Presence is real, it's reality. Reality is beyond any formulation or any definition. Because reality is one. Sat Chitananda, Sat being, being. Sat is being. Chit is knowingness, awareness. I am and I know that I am. They go hand in hand. This is why we say consciousness is self-knowing. I know that I am. And I know that I know. There is nothing outside of consciousness that knows consciousness. Because there is no separate reality outside of the reality of consciousness. The knowingness of consciousness is by consciousness itself. As soon as you know consciousness as something, you have split it. You have split consciousness into a subject which knows it and the object which is known. But consciousness knows itself within itself without splitting itself. You know yourself as this presence, which is the same as presence knows itself as I. It's the same. In presence, consciousness is not a female or male body. It's not a feeling or a sensation or an image. Because feelings, sensations, and images are a dime a dozen. Consciousness is one. It's not something you imagine, but it is that which imagines. It is not something you perceive, but it is that which perceives. Formless. Infinite, invisible. Not a limited entity with limited perception and limited point of views and limited field of sensations and limited objectives. You don't need to make a problem out of the body or out of the world or out of the mind. You don't need to make a problem out of the cherry tree or the oak tree. You don't need to make a problem out of the lake or the ocean, the volcano or the raindrops. You don't need to make a problem out of thoughts and sensations, images and memories. You don't need to make any problem at all. Except if you like to play the game of problem solver, then of course you're welcome and free to conceive and create problems and solutions. But it's just your play, not for real. Like children like to play in their imaginary world, creating all sorts of creatures, heroes and dolls, and to play because there is complete freedom, freedom to play. But the freedom is not the freedom of the body or of the mind. It is God's freedom within you, which is your freedom, your true freedom is infinite.